Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We are all struggling with the rising cost of living, but what does that really mean and what can we do about it? Well, someone who can talk us through it is Victoria Devine. She's an author. She's the host of the She's on the Money podcast. You can find that at iHeartRadio. And she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Look, I suppose the first big question for you, and something that we've been looking at across the whole country, the price of lettuce is going up, fuel is at an astronomical cost, interest rates are rising. What is going on and what does it all mean, Victoria?
So after the few years that we have had, we've gone through the bushfires here in Australia, we had COVID, and now we have Russia invading Ukraine. The world has gone crazy, right? So unfortunately, what's happening is produce is harder to get our hands on. It's harder to export and import. It is harder to move products around the world. And as a result of that, inflation is occurring. So inflation is where the cost of goods and services increases. And unfortunately, that means life is getting all that more expensive for us.
It's by and large things that are out of our control as consumers. What is generally the best strategy going forward? Are we looking to just rework our budget, spend money on different things? What do we do?
Look, it's going to be a really boring answer. I do apologise, but you're right. The answer is keeping a pretty clean budget. So I'm a very big believer in a budget. A lot of people think it's restrictive, but I promise you it is not. It's so that you understand where every single dollar of your income goes and what it's allocated towards, so that you're really comfortable with your spending. And most people, if they sit down and redo their budget, I guarantee will find something in their budget that they could cull because it's no longer providing value or it's not in line with their savings or investment goals. But I also would be looking at trying to get some money wins in there as well. Like, if you haven't reviewed your insurances recently, can you get a discount on that? What about all of your services and bills that you're paying every single month? When was the last time you spoke to your energy provider? When was the last time you spoke to your mobile phone company? So I think that there are a lot of little ways or little things we can do, whether we're going through inflation or we're worried about the cost of living or not, that can actually save us a lot of money.
And I think that is the important point. It is an individualized experience. It's something that you have to consider for yourself. What is your one very quick, very easy money-saving hack?
If you have an iPhone, you can go to your settings and then you click on Apple ID. Have a look at that and it will tell you your subscriptions. And the amount of people that I know that have subscriptions they're paying for that they didn't realise they still had, cut those things out if you're no longer using them.
Bob and I have both just picked up our phones to have a look.
Totally, yeah. I'll unsubscribe from Binge.
Look, that is just a small snippet of the huge array of knowledge on finance that Victoria has. And if you want more from her, check out She's on the Money podcast on the iHeartRadio app. It is free to download. You can also find her, She's on the Money Oz, on Instagram and on TikTok. Victoria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.